In 1947, Ralph Ellison was supposedly almost finished writing what would become his masterpiece, Invisible Man. Since Ellison's supporters assumed that his manuscript was nearly complete, one of his editors arranged for an excerpt of the novel to appear in Horizon, a British magazine. But Ellison was not almost finished. His novel would not appear in print until 5 years later. In the meantime, that excerpt from his upcoming book generated substantial favorable responses and spurred tremendous anticipation for the forthcoming Invisible Man. You're listening to Remarkable Receptions, a podcast about popular and critical responses to African-American novels. Ellison's excerpt was published as, quote, Invisible Man in 1947 to much fanfare. One editor was so impressed by the story that he quickly secured the rights to publish the excerpt as, quote, Battle Royale in the January issue of 48, the magazine of the year. Publication of the excerpt in that venue greatly increased Ellison's American readership. Invisible Man, now known as Battle Royale, presents the tale of an unnamed black male narrator who is invited to deliver a speech at an event hosted by the leading white man citizens of the town. But before he can present his speech, the narrator is forced to compete in a degrading boxing tournament against a group of black boys. They must fight each other blindfolded for the amusement of those white men. The magazine of the year paid Ellison 10 cents per word for the story, which totaled approximately 5,600 words. It was the most money Ellison had ever received for a short story. During the 1970s, editors began to regularly reprint Battle Royale and literature anthologies. By the early 2000s, Ellison's story had appeared in more than 20 anthologies. It is one of the most widely reprinted stories by an African-American author. Ellison is the rare black novelist whose most popular short story is in fact an excerpt from a famous novel. The many anthology editors who reprinted Battle Royale over the last 5 decades facilitated the remarkable reception of Ellison's novel excerpt turned short story.
This episode was written by Kenton Ramsey. The episode was edited by me, Howard Ramsey.
This podcast, Remarkable Receptions, is part of the Black Literature Network, a joint project from African American Literary Studies at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, and the History of Black Writing at the University of Kansas. The project was made possible by the generous support of the Mellon Foundation. For more information, visit blacklitnetwork.org.